If the world's talking about it, so are we. It's Pretty Malik.
So pretty.
Gossip.
All right, Pretty, what do you got gossip-wise?
Well, let's talk about Eminem, because that's what everyone's talking about this weekend. So he dropped a brand new album, Super Secret, over the weekend called Kamikaze. Many believe this was the album that he wanted to put out, because if you remember last year, he dropped Revival and everyone hated it. Everyone slammed it, said this was the worst work that Eminem has put out.
Yep.
So he feels like this is his kind of like savior. Yeah. I'm back. This is Eminem.
Yeah. When he put it out as well, he said, this is a quote, "Tried not to overthink this one. Enjoy." Yeah. I had to listen to it over the weekend. It's sort of back to angry Eminem.
Yeah, it's like Lose Yourself Eminem.
Sort of.
I want to say a little bit.
We've got a little bit of it here.
Yeah, this is Kamikaze.
As a listener.
I'm about to smash into everyone, crash into everything, back, and I've just begun, back, 2017, back, back on everyone, back, back on everyone, back, back on everyone, Kamikaze, gonna smash into everyone, crash, like an F-15, damage already done, y'all should've let me be, back, back on everyone, back, back on everyone, back on everyone.
It's no 8 Mile, but well, it's Eminem, and he can do what he wants.
In this song, he actually takes aim at Drake. He's taking aim at everyone in this album, but this one's interesting because Drake has been long accused of using a ghostwriter for all of his songs,
which means someone that writes the songs for Drake.
Yeah,
which a lot of artists have. Cardi B admitted that she has a ghostwriter. She doesn't do a lot of her writing. It's written by someone else,
and then she raps.
She gets a piece of paper and starts writing and rapping it.
Exactly. So now, obviously, his album was called Views, and here's what Eminem has to say about Drake.
You got some views, but you're still below me. Mine are higher, so when you compare our views, you get overlooked. And I don't say the hook unless I wrote the hook.
So I don't say the hook unless I wrote the hook. It's straight to Drake. But he's taking aim at everyone from Donald Trump to Tyler, the Creator. I mean, you name the person.
Yeah, come on, Drake now. Drake is like the, for me, again, coming back from America, there was not one radio station that did not play Drake. I'm talking from the hip-hop radio stations, the pop radio, everyone had Drake going on.
Yeah.
I think he's released about 400 songs over the last couple of years. So Eminem, I don't know. I wouldn't. Why? Why take a hit? I don't know. Finally, from Eminem, go check it out, by the way. It's called Kamikaze.
Mm-hmm. To Ben Affleck now. He has been in rehab for a week now. This is the third time he's entered a facility following his latest relapse. Now, his ex-wife, Jennifer Garner, is the one who stepped in and staged the intervention. She brought along a bodyguard and a professional from the treatment center. And this follows, they're saying that he fell into this. He relapsed after he split from his rumored fiance, Lindsay Shookus, after 2 years.
Not good.
Ben Affleck has been battling alcohol addiction for a very, very long time.
So sad, huh?
Third time he's in rehab. Yeah. At least he's trying to get the help.
And the worst thing about this, he's lost someone who is seems like an amazing wife, Jennifer Garner.
Yeah.
Always by his side. And, you know, I think she was patient as much as she possibly could.
And then that's it.
With someone with any type of addiction, it's hard to put up with after a while. You got to just say, hey, I'm out.
Mm.
Hopefully they'll get back together if he gets over it.
Maybe.
Let's see. Thank you, Pretty. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries. Still